From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim trade pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. At the start of a meeting with business leaders on Monday, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries, saying they could face heavy tariffs if they manufacture products elsewhere and then attempt to bring them back across the border to sell in the U.S.
If you stay here, there's no tax. Somebody would say, oh, Trump is going to tax. I'm not going to tax. There is no tax, none whatsoever. And I just want to tell you, all you have to do is stay. Don't leave. Don't fire your people in the United States.
Also, Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and rein in its growth. Officials report no breakthrough at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Talks will continue Tuesday. Officials say there have been no direct negotiations, but that the parties are communicating through mediators. Yahya al-Aridi is a spokesman for the Syrian opposition.
There's always hope, and nobody would come to this area, although it's beautiful, but it's freezing, without having goodwill that hopefully ceasefire can be achieved and Syria could go back to life and bloodshed would stop.
Yahya al-Aridi. The negotiations are focusing on cementing a nationwide ceasefire. This is VOA News. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. An advisor to Mr. Barrow told reporters Monday that before leaving the country on Saturday, Mr. Jammeh stole $11 million from state coffers and had luxury cars shipped out by plane. Rights groups previously accused him of human rights abuses during his long reign, including the imprisonment of political opponents and journalists. Mr. Jammeh left Gambia on Saturday under threat of military action from the West African bloc ECOWAS. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is due to vote Monday on President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson. His approval is practically assured now that Senator Marco Rubio has indicated he will support the nomination. On Sunday, two other influential Republicans, Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham, threw their support behind Tillerson after earlier expressing concern over his ties with Russia. Also, Republicans will press for the confirmation of CIA director nominee Mike Pompeo. Contentious confirmation votes loom for nominees to lead the Treasury, Energy, and Health and Human Services Department, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. A left-leaning group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has filed a lawsuit charging that President Trump's vast business holdings place him in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is totally without merit. Doctors on Monday said the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is improving. He is suffering from pneumonia. The 92-year-old former president has been moved out of the intensive care unit of a Houston hospital. Dr. Amy Mindersey is at the Houston Methodist Hospital, says both Mr. Bush and his wife, who was also ailing, are doing better.
Today is a great day, actually. Mrs. Bush has been discharged from the hospital, and President Bush will be moved from the ICU to a regular floor today. So both doing really, really well.
A doctor says Mr. Bush could be released from the hospital in several days if he continues to improve. Political parties in the Netherlands have begun their campaigns for the March 15th parliamentary elections. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his People's Party for Freedom and Democracy ran a full-page newspaper advertisement Monday calling for people to, quoting now, act normal or leave. If they don't like the country or its values, the message is seen by critics as targeting Dutch citizens of non-Western background. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.